Giuseppe Verdi turned 200 last month, and the University of North Carolina School of the Arts continues the celebration of his life with a celebration of death, Verdi's monumental Requiem. The Stevens Center performance on Friday night, November 8th at 7:30, will feature more than 200 musicians, including the UNCSA Symphony Orchestra, cantata singers, the Winston-Salem Symphony Chorale, and outstanding soloists from the A.J. Fletcher Opera Institute. One of those dynamic young singers is bass David Weigel. He is joined here by Fletcher Artistic Director Jamie Albritton.
Composers throughout the years, the good ones, have always found the drama within any mass setting. If you look at Haydn's masses, the great six masses that he wrote at the end of his life, in the center of the Gloria and in the center of the Credo, they get very dramatic because they talk about Christ's death and resurrection. And with the Dies Irae, which is the longest text in the Requiem Mass, it talks about the Day of Judgment, and it talks about it in terrifically graphic detail. And every composer that has ever picked it up after opera was born couldn't help themselves but want to really sort of take those images off the written page and bring them to musical life. He's Verdi, someone who has devoted his life to telling great stories with music. And then he is presented with perhaps the greatest story there ever was and really approaches it from that storytelling point of view as opposed to, as one of my teachers used to say, turning on that dim liturgical light and thinking about church. He was absolutely not interested in that. So he applied all of his skills as storyteller to this amazing piece of text.
I got to go from the chorus then to the soloist and think, you guys hit the ground running, all four of you up on stage, right up with from Lord Have Mercy On. It's just, whoa, what's that like? I mean, is that a good thing when you've got all that nervous energy just come and belt it out early on?
Well, it certainly is intimidating to have to go up there and just from the get-go, get going with this big chorus and this big orchestra behind you. But I guess it's kind of, you know, when you want to get into cold water, you don't just slowly get in. I mean, that's just miserable. You just got to jump in head first. So I think that for all of us doing our first Verdi Requiem, what better way than just to get the nerves out there, just go and do it, and then all of a sudden you can relax into the more soloistic and aria-like sections of the Dies Irae and the later sections that come.
Can we hear a snippet?
Just it's phrase. Just one note in an octave.
All right. I'm going to back down the mic here so you don't get blown out of the water.
Confutatis maledictis, flammis acribus addictis.
Then you sing it the grrr, softly, and he did it. You know, I could tell that's got to be a challenge to roll the R and still project within pianissimo. How do you do it, and I can't do it?
Learning how to speak the language, and we have a lot of language study at Fletcher. I mean, I have Italian 5 days a week in the fall.
Va bene.
Si. And we learn to speak the language and try and sound as natural with that as possible. And then our coach, Angela Ward, she always says that behind every consonant is a very well-shaped vowel. So you try to make sure that the vowels behind it are shaped and open so you're even when you're singing a consonant, you're still resonating as if it were a vowel.
A.J. Fletcher Opera Institute bass David Weigel. And before David, we heard from Fletcher Artistic Director Jamie Albritton. The University of North Carolina School of the Arts and Fletcher will present a one-night-only performance of Giuseppe Verdi's dramatic Requiem on Friday night, November 8th at 7:30 in the Stevens Center. You'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.